Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, and welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to talk to you about setting a timer for your pool route and how this is something that's a smart business practice. And I'll go over this in more detail so you kind of know where I'm going with this. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. I think the first image that comes to mind when I say set a timer for your pool route is that you have your little stopwatch on your smartwatch or your regular standard watch, whatever you wear, and then you set it to go for a 20-minute countdown, and you're kind of racing against that stopwatch. And that's not exactly what I mean. What I mean is that there are certain situations where you need to set time limits on certain aspects, and this will definitely improve your workday. It'll improve your profits. It's just something logical and should be done, and a lot of pool companies don't do this, and I think it's something that needs to be done. I'll give you a good example of this. When we have the Santa Ana winds here in my area in Southern California, some of the pools can get really thrashed, and it looks like it's going to take, you know, if you were going to clean it from top to bottom, it would take you maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours sometimes, depending on how bad the winds are. And so the expectation from the customer is sometimes that you're going to have the pool completely clean for them and you don't have to worry about it. But the reality is that in order for you to be profitable, in order for you to have, you know, a life, basically, you can't be at their pool for an hour and a half cleaning it up from top to bottom. And so what I mean, set a timer on your pool route. When it is the windy season here, I will spend no more than 25 minutes at a service account cleaning that pool, regardless of how bad the pool is, because I have X amount of pools to get through that day. And if I spend an hour and a half at this one pool, you know, I'm not going to be able to finish my day. And so the reality is, if you don't set some kind of a limit, you could really run your time over, do too much work, and do more than you were actually getting paid to do. So this 25 minutes, of course, is not set in stone. And if I do another pool before this and I was able to finish in 20 minutes, let's say that there were no trees around, it wasn't really hit that bad, and I'm able to make up some time on this one, I may spend a little extra time on the other pool with that extra time. But you want to stay as close as you can to the time you set for that particular pool. And so when the winds hit, 25 minutes is my limit. So usually I'll get the surface skimmed in 25 minutes, make sure everything's running. And then the following week, I'll come back and I'll use my vacuum system to take care of the bottom. If I did both in 1 week, that would take me close to an hour to do that one pool. And you don't want to be doing that, because then you're going to be behind and be burned out, basically, if you have the whole week cleaning up pools in the wind condition like that. And so you have to set that limit. Another place where the timer comes in handy is in kind of routing your route to see if taking a certain pool is worth it. And so, for instance, if you know that you can do two pools in an hour on a regular basis with the drive time in between, if you're lucky enough to be able to squeeze in three pools in an hour, in some cases you can, depending on how close they are and the quality of the pool itself. But let's say you're doing two pools an hour, and this one pool takes you an extra 20 minutes to drive through to and back. Well, you have this timer set to where you can do two pools an hour, and this particular pool is going to fall out of that category because you're spending an extra 20 minutes driving to that pool. So therefore, using this timer kind of analogy, you know that that pool is something that you can't take on because the drive time adds too much to your two pools an hour ratio. So just by the fact that you kind of have this timer in your head, that pool has been eliminated from the possibility of being serviced for that reason. Another place to set the timer is when you're troubleshooting a pool. So you get to an account, it's not priming, you're not sure what's going on, maybe the customer let the water get low and the pool pump ran dry, but in the meantime, before you got back there, they filled the pool back up. So there's no evidence of the pool running low on water. That happens a lot. And so you're trying to get the pool started, and it's just not priming. You've done some tricks that you know of to get it working. You know, you've done everything you can think of. And the time is ticking at this point because you're supposed to be cleaning the pool, not spending all this time trying to prime it. And so what is my time limit for troubleshooting a pool? That's something that you have to kind of set up in your head, depending on the size of your route and your tolerance for wasting time troubleshooting. So for me, I won't spend more than 10, maybe 15 minutes trying to get a pool running. If I have to spend more than that amount of time, I will leave the equipment off and tell the customer that there's a problem with your pool, and I'll have to come back and troubleshoot it and possibly do a repair at your pool, because there's no way you can spend half an hour trying to prime one pool without even cleaning it, checking the chemistry yet. You're just trying to get this thing primed and expect to finish the rest of your day and expect to finish the rest of your day with a good attitude, I think, is another key here. And so set that time limit after 10, 15 minutes if you want to push it that far. You can't get the pool working. You've tried everything you know. Then leave everything off and leave it for another day, because that's just how it is, because you can't be spending so much time at one pool trying to troubleshoot something that's not working. And it could be anything in that category. If the customer says, hey, you know, my heater's not working, I wanted to use my spa, can you check it out? Well, you can, of course, troubleshoot it as far as you know, but if you have to take the heater apart and start looking at some parts in there, you may pass your 15-minute limit. This has to be a service call at that point. And so just like anything else, if you have a repairman over your house and you say, oh yeah, this is another thing that I'd like you to look at, they're probably going to charge you for that. If they're a reputable company, they're going to charge you for everything they do in your house. And same with you as a pool service provider. If it's something that's outside your service, which is they hire you every week to clean the pool, check the chemistry in it, they don't really hire you to troubleshoot a problem or an issue. That's something that would be a separate service call. But if you can take care of it in 10 minutes or less, I don't mind doing it. You know, if the automatic if the offline chlorinator tube breaks, I have to replace the tubing, I'll definitely do that. It's a less than 10-minute job to do while I'm there. You know, replacing O-rings, things like that, are definitely something you can do on the spot. But anything that takes longer than that, it really falls into a category of a service call and not part of your weekly service. Setting a timer also comes in handy when you're doing a bid for new service. I think the longer you're at that house doing the bid, the less chance you have of landing that account. You can talk your way out of the account by giving too much information. And so kind of set yourself up. I'm not sure how long it takes you to give your sales pitch, you know, for your company, but you want to kind of do it in a way to where you're going there, you're giving the bid, and then you're leaving in a set amount of time and every time you do a bid. Because again, the longer you stay there, the more time you're going to lose, and you may not even get the account, and so you're just wasting your time at that point. And so keep it short, let them know what you're going to do, assess everything you can at that moment. And my rule when you give a bid, and I think this is something that you should implement, is I don't turn on the equipment. If the equipment's running, that's fine, but I don't make it a point to do anything like turning on the pump or turning on the heater or touching anything at that point, because that's not your service account, and something can go pretty badly wrong at that point, costing even more time. I had a group member that was giving a bid on an above-ground pool, and he took the pump lid off because it was full of debris, and then he realized there was no shutoff valves anywhere to turn the water off to put the lid back on, and that's probably why the other pool guy never cleaned out the pump basket in the first place. And so he spent, you know, 20-30 minutes there trying to get that lid on and doing all kinds of tricks. So yeah, you don't want to do that, open yourself up for a disaster. So I think setting the timer is a really important thing to kind of do mentally in your head. You know, if you have a pool route, you definitely don't want to overdo it when you have windy conditions and the pools are destroyed. You don't want to be spending, you know, an hour at one pool. That's just not economical. And the customers need to know this. So in your service agreement that you have with your customers, and if you need a copy of a basic service agreement template, I have one available. Simply email me at david@swimmingpoollearning.com, and I'll go ahead and email you the basic template. But on that template, it should say that in a windy condition, it may take 2 or 3 weeks to get your pool cleaned up. And you can phrase it in different ways about, you know, how you're going to do it. but you want to make sure that it's clear that you're not going to be there for an hour and a half. You don't want to take over a service account, have the winds blow, and then have Mr. Jones standing there sipping his coffee, watching you clean the pool. And when you leave, when it's not even halfway clean, he's going to be all upset. You want to make sure that he knows ahead of time that you're going to do the surface, and then you're going to move on to your other account and go from there. If the customer is willing to clean the surface, that's fine, and you just vacuum the bottom, but you want to make it clear that you're not going to spend all that time there. If there's a problem at the account, it's going to take you more than 15 minutes to address it. That turns into a service call, and you're going to need to know when to cut that. If you have a service account that the drive time takes you way past your timer to do two pools in an hour, then that particular service account is definitely not necessary, especially if it's further out of the way and you can find some way to get one closer. You may want to keep it briefly until you get one closer, that way you don't lose that money, or you may just not want to take it. It's up to you, but basically you want to kind of keep these timers in your head so that if you do decide to lose some money or time, you're aware of it and it's not something that's going to frustrate you later. I think the biggest frustration is when time is ticking, you know, not in your mental timer, but time out there in the real world is ticking away and you're still struggling to get things done. That could be very frustrating. But if you have a mental timer and you know these things are supposed to be done in this kind of amount of time, then you wouldn't really worry about it. And I have so many people that are out there struggling to get something working and they're spending 30, 40 minutes. I have group members that will text me saying, oh, they're trying to get this thing working. And I'll text them back 20 minutes later thinking that I'm too late and they're still at that account working on it. And so I think that's definitely something that you have to kind of set up for yourself so you don't waste your time. That's one reason why plumbers charge per hour, because sometimes they run into a problem and they got to be there longer and they want to get paid for it. And the same thing with the problem. It turns into a service call at that point when you spend X amount of time there and you have to set that time limit yourself. And so every aspect, everything that you're doing should have some kind of set timer. You'll get this by experience. Let's say you're doing an acid wash. You kind of know how much time it's going to take you to do the acid wash at this particular account after your first couple acid washes. And so you're going to kind of know how much to bid and, you know, how much work it actually is. And so all these things come into play. You know, when you're doing installs and repairs, you'll have some kind of idea of how much to charge per install based on how long it takes you to do a certain install. You know, if you're going to be installing a pump, you have to have some kind of number in your head. It's good to see a picture of the install site too if you're doing something that's not one of your customers' pools, so you can kind of get a mental idea of how long it's going to take you there. And all this is important to have these set timers because it helps, again, alleviate the frustration of having the real-world time going and then your mental timer in your head is not lined up with it, and that causes a lot of frustration and it puts you behind in your day and it just gives you a bad attitude. I've been there. I know what it's like to, you know, be stuck somewhere and then have a bad attitude the rest of the day, and it's probably not a healthy business model. And so to avoid that, kind of have these timers set in your head and set these how you want for your business again, but have these set so that you're not kind of spinning your wheels out there and getting frustrated when you're losing time and money. And if you're interested in listening to other podcasts, you can definitely subscribe to the podcast and you'll get notified when the episode publishes, and I do an episode every Monday through Friday. And you can also go to my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, click on the podcast icon and scroll down and listen to previous episodes. If you're in the industry and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. So I hope you found this episode helpful. Have a great rest of your week and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Yeah! Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.